Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a basketball.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I
want
to be a model.
Good evening, or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because we have all the family. There's no homework, no school, just relaxing, getting ready for the next day. Now, of course, family tradition is always having bedtime, and we're so glad that you came to us today. And making bedtime real fun. So grab mommy, daddy, grandma, nanny, grandpa, puppy, aunt, uncle, babysitter, and of course, people who just care.
You know what time it is, boys and girls? It's time to get out that bedtime list. I know everyone has their own type of bedtime list, but most boys and girls have eat dinner, clean up those toys, brush your teeth, and of course, take a bath, brush your teeth and wash your face, put on your PJs, and read a book before you go to bed. Boys and girls, let's listen to our bedtime list on Off Jeweled.
Your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
Did you hug your dad?
Girls, that is quite a list to do, but you know what? And also for the parents and for Nana and Poppy, without doing those things, it's very difficult to be able to get in that mood and get ready to go to bed. And it's kind of difficult when you've been so used to playing not too long ago. And if you're in the West Coast, you're still playing. And if you are in the East Coast, the sun has already gone down. So we want to make sure that you do all those things so that you can be well rested. And by the time we finish, you may not even hear us because you will be sound asleep. And even Grandpa or Daddy or Mommy, they may even be asleep too, and your brothers and sisters. But I also want to say that I want to thank you so much for coming out of the sunshine, playing so hard, and being ready to listen to what Starfish and I have to say. So I want to thank Starfish for coming back this time as well as you. So Starfish, do you have anything to say to the boys and girls?
Yes, boys and girls. Today is April 1st. And what does that mean? Can you guess? Do you know, Aunt Jules?
Do you play tricks?
Maybe, and it's called April Fool's Day. So I know you're probably wondering why we have all these jokes today and people are saying April Fool's at the end of it.
But this time what we're going to do is we're going to be celebrating Easter, because that's another thing that's going to be coming. And a lot of you this very special Sunday probably even have Palm Sunday where you received a palm, which you will probably even made a cross with it. But this time we're going around the world talking about stories and also following National Geographic. So thank you for joining us once again. So the first thing that we want to do, of course, is start with getting ready for bed.
Boys and girls, you know what that means. You gotta go rub-a-dub-dubbing. Get in the bathtub nice and clean. Get ready. Make sure you have your favorite toys and your favorite dolly. This is Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
One of the things
I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo, I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Ah. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I got to wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's going to tickle, but I got to get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine.
Well, Starfish, it's been a while since we've listened to that song. We've been doing the Boogie Woogie Wash.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. I know boys and girls are waiting for that Rubber Duck Ducky song to come back. As you know, boys and girls, today we're talking about Easter all around the world. Not just your neighbor's Easter, not just your friend across the state Easter, but all over the entire world.
Wow, who knew that everyone celebrates Easter?
Exactly. And our first book is going to talk about an egg tree. Can you believe that? I know you guys pick eggs and Easter egg hunts under a rock and a tree, but can you imagine an actual egg tree blooming in the backyard of your house? Well, we are going to take a trip to that journey.
Well, I know that Tony Jr., I know that he's ready, and also Duncan Starfish and Ashley, they're all ready to go.
I believe Casey's ready too.
I think so too, and I know that there's some little kids in Atlanta that are also ready. Baylor?
Of course, and Blakey and James, they're definitely ready.
Well, why don't we start? And we're going to be starting with the egg tree. Now, I know, boys and girls, that in order to do an egg tree, which is so special because the egg tree has eggs on it. Now, we also know that eggs don't grow on trees, so you have to be able to prepare them. So this book is called The Egg Tree, and the author won a Calcutt Medal. Now, her name is Catherine Milhouse. She's the author of the Calcutt Medal winner. So this is a very special book. That was very early on Easter morning, so early that the children were still asleep in a small red barn. And the animals were quiet, and all except for one, and that was the rooster. Suddenly, the rooster threw out his chest as if he were blowing a horn. Cock-a-diddle-doo! This will never do, he crowed. Now, just then, the sun came up over the red hills. The rooster crowed again, and all the animals woke up. The third time, he crowed, and he woke up Katie, and Katie woke up Carl. Now, Carl, get up. Maybe we can see the Easter rabbit bring the eggs. Now, Carl and Katie tiptoed across the floor to the window and flung open the shutters. How good the outdoor smells, and how lovely the garden looks. The rabbit hasn't come yet, said Katie. See, there are flower petals. I put him on the lawn, and he hasn't eaten any of them. So Carl laughed. I don't believe the Easter rabbit eats flower petals. Now, if you want the rabbit to come, you have to whistle for him like this. Kind of a weak whistle. Said Katie. Now, Grandma said we mustn't wake up our cousins till it's time for their Easter egg hunt. But there won't be any egg hunt if the rabbit doesn't bring the egg, said Carl. He whistled again.
Shh!
A bit louder, he hoped his cousin in the next bedroom wouldn't hear him and get up. Then they, too, could see the rabbit bring the egg. Now Carl and Katie leaned out the window. The morning was full of sound. Birds twittering, cows mooing, horses grunting and pigs grunting, geese honking and hens cackling. The church bell rang out from the village over the hill, but still the Easter rabbit did not come. Now once there was a rustle under the big lilac bush, but it was only the camp. Whistle just one more, please. Oh, look, we have someone here. Let's just call us again. Now, of course, if you want to say something to us, all you have to do is just call our line, which is 203. I'm sorry, 203-914-338-0695. Let me say that number again. That number is 914-338-0695. Now, we all know that this is being brought to us by Blake Radio Network and, of course, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Now, Carl just whistles one more. Now, this time, Carl whistles with all of his might. Suddenly, Katie put her hand over his mouth. Shh, Carl, there's the rabbit in the garden, and he's nibbling the flower petals. Now, the children held their breath. Now, how the rabbit bounced about the flower bed and burrowed in the bushes. At last, he bounced out of sight behind the barn. Come on, Katie, said Carl. Let's wake everybody up. He ran down the hall, calling, Susie, Lukey, Johnny, Apollyon, the Easter rabbit has come. Now, in a few minutes, all of the children were dressed and out in the barn. Yard. The egg hunt had begun. Grandma smiled from the kitchen door. Which child would win the prize for finding the most eggs? Can you imagine all different colors? Well, it would not be Carl or Katie, she was sure, for this was their first egg hunt. Now, the other grandchildren had come every Easter to the Little Red House. Now, at first, Katie and Carl thought hunting for colored eggs the greatest fun in the world. But somehow, their cousins found all the pretty eggs. Now, Katie and Carl just did not know where to look. Who would think that the rabbit had left eggs in the feed bin, or in the watering trough, and even up in the hayloft? Now, in the garden, it was even harder. Colored eggs were all over. They looked so much like the colored flowers. Now, I bet you boys and girls, when you go on these Easter egg hunts, I mean, they even have an Easter egg hunt that is huge at the White House. Well, can you imagine? There's so many children. Well, it might be in your community, or it might even be in your backyard, or it might be your playgroup that Starfish went to long, long ago, even last year. And it's so disappointing, do you know, that Starfish, when you can't find an Easter egg and you look over and you see someone else with lots of eggs in their basket. Now, but at last, guess what? Carl found a nest of 3 eggs in a magnolia tree. Now, Katie was the only one who had not found a single egg. Now, in the kitchen, the egg hunt began all over again. Now, Katie was sure she would find an egg in the kitchen. But here, too, the rabbit had left eggs in the strangest places. In the clock case, in the cookie cutter, and even under the butter churn. Now, Katie began to run around and around like a waltzing mouse. Now, if only she could find just one egg. Not a lot, just one. So even little Napoleon had found an egg and was already eating it. Hooray, I found another egg, shouted Carl, running out of the stair closet. I have the most. No, I have, said Luke. He lifted a purple egg from the teapot. I have 5. Round and round the kitchen ran Katie, but now she wanted only to run away and hide. She felt so stupid. Just then, she saw the attic fan. Now, maybe the Easter rabbit had left eggs for her in the attic. Katie began to climb the creaky stairs. Now, the big attic was dark and lonely, and now Katie shivered a little. Soon, it did not seem quite so dark, and she could see in the far corner. A spider was busy spinning her silken web across the bar of sunlight. Now, what was that on the shelf in the dark corner? A box. It looked like a hat box. Now, Katie tiptoed across the dusty floor. Now, could the Easter rabbit have left an egg in the old hat box? Now, boys and girls, we're hearing the crow. The rooster crowing already. Now, no, of course not. That couldn't be. How silly that would be. Now, she climbed up a chest and lifted the lid on the hat box. And there were eggs. All packed snugly in the old beaver hat. It must have been a long time since someone had put them away. Now, Katie took out the eggs carefully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What beautiful colors! And there were pictures on the eggs. Katie took the hatful of eggs and walked slowly down the stairs. The Easter rabbit had not forgotten her after all. She was sure that she had won the prize. But there was Carl in the kitchen with a whole pile of eggs on the table. He was very excited. I found 12 eggs! I won! I found 6, Katie said, and put her hat full on the table beside Carl. Grandma stopped, laying the breakfast cloth. Her eyes grew big and round. Why, I forgot about those eggs. I'm glad you found them, Katie, and now for the prize. Carl has the most eggs, but Katie has won the prize for the most beautiful eggs. Now, Grandma gave them each a big cookie rabbit with an egg baked in the middle. Now it was breakfast time. The children began to crack and eat the eggs as they found them in the Easter egg hunt. Now, Grandma bought a big pitcher of milk, because of course you have to have that with those cookies. And Katie and Carl shared their cookie rabbits with the other children. Let's eat the eggs Katie found in the attic, said the little one, who was still hungry. No, said Grandma. The very idea. Besides, they're all hollow inside. Wow, remember what we said, boys and girls? Eggs don't grow on trees. They do not grow on trees. Well, how do you get them there? Now, Grandma sat down, holding the eggs in her lap. I painted these eggs myself when I was a young girl. Right here in the kitchen, I painted them. They turned out so pretty, and I kept them all these years. But now each of you may choose one for your own to keep always. Now, Carl chose first. He picked out an egg with a picture of a fine galloping horse on it. Now, Katie chose an egg with a lovely bird sitting on the branch. Now, Katie held up her egg and looked at it closely. She turned it around and around to see all the bright colors. Now, Susie, Luke, and Johnny each chose an egg. Now, there's only one left in the old hat. Why, this egg has the letter A on it, said Grandmother. A is for Apollyon. Apollyon took the egg. It's pretty, she said, but I do wish it was good to eat. Now, the children put their eggs in a row on the winter window seat. Now, what shall we do with them, they said. They asked their grandmother. We don't do anything with them, said Katie. They are so beautiful. We just look at them. Now, Grandma did not say a word. Now, she put her shawl on and went out to the kitchen, and in a few minutes came back carrying a small tree. She fixed the tree so it would stand on the table. Then she ran a thread through each of the beautiful eggs and hung them on the tree. Why, it's an Easter egg tree! It was lovely, but it was so small. Suddenly, Carl stood still. Grandma, please show us how to make eggs with pictures on them. Then we can make a bigger tree. Why, certainly. The first thing tomorrow we can be able to do it. Now, the next morning, when the boys and girls got up, they went down and they found Grandma dyeing eggs in the kettle over the fireplace. And that's what many of you are going to be doing also, probably Saturday morning. Now, they hurried through the breakfast, but they could scarcely wait to learn how to make pictures on these colored eggs. But there was not enough paint to go around. So they had to be able to do things that was a little bit different. So all the children found that they could make pictures on the eggs. Now, they had enough eggs to make a big, big tree. They're going to make an egg tree. We've never seen a tree that grows eggs on its branches. Now, the children went home and told their father and mother about it. The mother and the father all came to see the wonderful tree and the little red house. Now, next summer, Katie said, we'll have a bigger tree. And Carl said, a real big tree. And Grandma said, land sakes, who was standing by the window, who are all the people coming up the driveway? Well, there's the village people who had heard all about the wonderful egg tree. They came from far and near, and some even came to the big, from the big city. Thank you so much for letting us see the tree. The children bought presents and put them under the tree. The end. The egg tree.
Wow, that's so exciting. I can't wait for an egg tree this weekend.
And I wonder what you're going to have, boys and girls, to be able to hold them. How are you going to do it? Are you going to put them in your arms or what?
How are you going to decorate them? Are they going to be pink, blue, purple, yellow, all of the above? A mixture of multicolor paint?
Sounds fun. And messy.
Yeah. So, boys and girls, like we spoke before, Easter all around the world. Now, Easter is celebrated not just in your neighborhood. Easter is celebrated all around the world. Because Lent is a long, serious time, many people celebrate it for days and days. Can you guess where they could celebrate it for days and days? That's in New Orleans, boys and girls, where they enjoy the Mardi Gras parade. And in Audley, England, they Shrove Tuesday. It's a common for pancake races. That's how they celebrate. And in Havana, Cuba, food walkers stole stuff during a carnival. Swedish girls dress up as witches on Easter Eve. They celebrate the Easter Eve. It's the most important celebration of the year. Many churches, many people, it is huge on Easter Sunday. They are filled with joy as they celebrate the miracle of Jesus' resurrection. They hear that on the third day after Jesus died, Mary and other women who followed Jesus went to the cave tomb where he was buried. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people gather for Easter Sunday Mass every year in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican in Rome, Italy. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church, known as the Pope, leads the service. Boys and girls, it is so many people. And in Washington, D.C., where Starfish, that's me, live, they have a celebration too. Worshippers sing together at an Easter sunrise service on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Washington Monument is in the distance. Just like the Vatican, there are many people that surround and come in prayer together. And boys and girls, I know you guys receive this right outside your room or right outside your bed, is an Easter basket. Easter morning brings festival. Could it be that the Easter Bunny was here? He gets a basket of eggs, colors, decorated. Symbol of new life. So, in Germany, when they say, oh, the Easter hare is here, you now will understand what they're talking about. Many people put Easter eggs in different locations. They could be under rocks, under a bush, under a little doggy, anywhere. This is called the Easter egg hunt. It's a great joy. And it's actually a tradition at the White House to roll eggs across the lawn. And it's a contest. Everyone enjoys it together. Decorating Easter egg is also a wonderful tradition where everyone has different color dye, pink, blue, green, yellow. Of course, some of these colors you're going to have to mix because they're primary colors. But decorating is very fun. You can have dark eggs, light eggs, and a mixture of both. Let's go all the way to Hawaii, girls and boys. Easter time is to rejoice. Everywhere in the world, Easter is a time to rejoice and celebrate. We celebrate the resurrection, and we celebrate spring, and we celebrate life. In Kona, Hawaii, people from several churches come together to celebrate with a hula dancing. I know you have fun with that, boys and girls. So Easter is a time to come together. Easter is a time to be thankful for what you receive, and Easter is a time for renewal. Blooming of different plants, of different flowers, tulips. It's just the smell of spring. Have a great Easter, everyone.
Wow. I think that is so special for everyone to know that other people celebrate it besides yourself, because that's something that you can be able to share, because everyone has the same goal in mind. There's a lot of different things that you can be able to do for Easter in celebrating. Of course, what you talked about, Starfish, was doing eggs and going to Easter egg hunts. That is a lot of fun. And I bet you could probably even do a very special Easter bunny dance.
Or Easter hare, as they say in Germany.
Yes, it's so good that you are able to say that.
Easter is definitely a great time, and usually on the Easter egg hunt, there's one special, special golden egg that is worth a great, great prize.
And I think that when you're doing that, because of that prize, you're having so much fun that you'll want to be able to get the bunny rabbit and get your friends and do the bunny hop. And it's by Fisher Price. Would you like to hear that, Starfish?
I'm ready. I have my dancing shoes on.
Get ready.
Oh, Michael, look.
What?
There's a bunny over there.
Oh.
It's hopping.
Yeah.
I feel like hopping.
That'd be fun.
Hey, let's do the bunny hop.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Here we go.
Okay.
Put your right foot forward. Put your left foot out. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop.
Hop, hop.
have Blakey sleep?
He's almost. I know his body's moving, but his eyes are almost closing tight.
Because we know that Duncan is usually the first one that falls off to sleep.
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot. Grandpa. Grandpa is the first one.
Oh, yes. Definitely. So, boys and girls, you learn so much about Easter, and it's not only celebrated right in your home or right next to your house with your neighbor. It's celebrated all around the world.
It is, and one of the things about Easter, and it's so special, and that's why we celebrate it, is because of the Christian religion, and it's one of the reasons, and they talk about Jesus and a new beginning. A new beginning that all the things that you had, you're able to start fresh. And because people sacrifice, and because Jesus sacrificed, you're able to have, start anew, a new beginning. It's like very much so for some of you boys and girls. It's like when you go to a new school or even a new grade, the slate is clean and you can start all over. It is like having Dr. Wallace come and be able to help you if something happened with an accident and surgery. He's able to help you. Or Renee, who happens to get children, foster children, to be able to have a foster parent, to be able to start anew, a new beginning. And we would like to be able to play a very special song that is by the Group Kids. That is, here we go. Now remember, this is Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. And this one is going to be by the When I Think of Easter by the Veggie Tales. Boys and girls, this is Easter. Easter celebration will be coming in next Sunday, and we are so excited that we're bringing this to you, of course, from Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Now, we have talked about all different celebrations and all different holidays from all around the world, and for some people and Christians who believe in God, this is one of the
the holidays that they celebrate. It's a story that is in the Bible, and it talks about the New Testament and Jesus, who lived over 2,000 years ago. He was Jewish, a teacher, a healer, and a prophet, and he taught about love, justice, and forgiveness. And that's one of the things that we definitely believe in, is being able to forgive. Now, we want to know, boys and girls, are you getting ready to sleep? Because I just received a call from two boys actually, who are in California, and they're still at the park. Their name is Tony and
Jaden.
Starfish knows Tony and Jaden, and they're with their grandma Colette playing on the swing.
They call their grandma Yaya.
I wonder if you have any special names for your Yaya. So while we're doing that, and we want to thank you for that, we're going to be having a book called The Big Wish. The Big Wish, and that's what Starfish is going to be talking about, because it is a new beginning and things that you can be able to see.
Boys and girls, have you ever had a wish? A small wish? A medium-sized wish? A big wish? Well, I'm about to go into Storyland to talk about this young girl's big wish. This book is written by Carolyn Cahonen. The illustrator. Molly's yard was all dandelions, from side to side to side. Dandelions crowded the steps to the house like they wanted in. Dandelions leaned to the fence like they wanted out. Snip, snip, clip, clip. Molly's neighbor, Hi, pushed her mower to the gate. My granny says to ask if I can mow your weeds. Weeds are a public nuisance, said Granny Perkins, who was also the mayor. These are not weeds, said Molly. I'm growing a big wish, a world record wish. Pi squinted. Like in the book for real? Molly nodded. I wrote to them. They're waiting for my call. Let's call them now, said Pi. But the dandelions weren't ready. I have to keep them safe until they turn into this time. Molly sighed. I also need to pick a wish. I'm a tall, stupid boy, said Pi. Or a dinosaur. I'd wish for a unicorn, said Pi's sister Poppy. No. A flying unicorn. Molly wondered. To the world wreck to wish is just the one person. Let's have a concert. Biggest. Best. Molly can pick. The world record would put this town on the map. Tax the media. Banners, posters, and big boxes. Singer appeared all over town. All over town, people wish. We should get some more wishes. That's a cheater wish. We want a great big wish. I always dreamed of a big star and a big star on the stage. The library could use new book mobile. Beepy, wish here, wish here. Some people wished in crayons. Some people wished in ink.
I'm wishing for candy.
I'm wishing to take my whole class to visit endangered species around the world. I'd like to wish, sing, and dance and fly. What I really want to do is a big, noisy motorcycle. I want to ride a big, noisy motorcycle. Vroom, vroom. Some people wished on scraps of paper folded so small that they almost disappeared. Molly sat with her dandelions and read every wish. Every one, by one, by one. Wishes for pets and friends and family, for long lost things and longed for things. Things to do, things to see. God wishes, hopeful wishes, sloppy, sappy, smoochy wishes. So many wishes, says Kai. Molly's dandelion nodded and turned to wish Kai, one by one by one. Don't forget the world record, said Granny Perkins. We need that wish. How could Molly forget? It was all anyone talked about. Everywhere she went. We need one big wish, said Kai. For the record, said Granny Perkins. For the world, said Poppy. The chicken has a wish. What a chicken wish. Everybody has a wish for two or three or four. Hang his trumpet, hug a book to his heart. Let's wish for knowledge, wisdom for all. A world full of singing, dancing, joy, Buzz Pumpkin twirled on her toes. Oh! And the body starts. We could wish the world clean and safe for whales, wombats and merbats, and mole rats and bugs and birds and people. No! Cried Granny Perkins. We should wish away poverty, hunger, and disease. We should wish away war. Now that's a big wish, said Time. That's more than one wish, said Mom. Poppy sighed. Did we still have unicorns? Please, said Granny Perkins. That is important. Fun is important, Buzz Pumpkin thumped his fist. Joy is important. Mr. Pumpkin, said Granny Perkins, do you really wish to wish joy to the world? Don't fight over the wish, cried Molly. They're your dandelions, said Pie. You get to pick the best wish. Everyone looked at Molly. Molly squirmed. Let's see if the dandelions are ready. They were! Dandelions had all become wish puffs. They danced on their stalks and stretched to catch the wind. Poink, poink, a cold, hard something bounced off Molly's head. Rain? No hail? Hail would pound the wish puff. What? Help! Cried Molly. Town folks ran for umbrellas, blankets, sheets, and tarps. They covered Molly's yard from side to side as the hailstorm rushed at them, flinging and stinging. When the storm finally blew over and away, the crowd stepped back. The wish puffs had been saved. Everyone cheered. Suddenly, Molly knew what to do. She marched inside to call the world record officials. Before long, shiny trucks rumbled into town. Officials sprang out to mark and measure the count. Granny Perkins showed the media where to catch all the attention. The town band assembled, tuned up, fell silent. Molly invited everyone to pick a wish puff. Pie first, then the rest. Old and young, neighbors and strangers, dogs and cats, chickens and all. Molly picked the last puff. The crowd crowded close. Thank you all for sharing your wishes. I tried to pick the biggest, best one. Molly took a deep breath. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. The crowd gasped. You pick it. What happened? Molly said, I don't know if it will make a record. But if you don't mind, think of a wish. Your own big wish. We'll wish together. One, two, three. Wish. The crowd whispered wishes. One great puff of big wishes, small wishes, solemn, secret, and silly wishes whirled into the sky all together. The wind carried them near and far, and farther still, Yay, Molly! We're in the book! Awesome! We're famous! A witch is just the beginning, of course. There's still so much to do.
You deserve to get my book done.
It was the biggest witch event ever. A world record. And that is official.
What was something, Starfish? Because some people just saw a dandelion, and Molly saw a wish puff, and changed and made everyone have a new beginning.
Exactly.
And that's what I think Easter is all about.
New beginnings and rejoice, and coming together and thinking of a big idea, just like Molly. And she brought things that people never even imagined.
And that's what I think that the boys and girls can be able to do. And I think that part of going to sleep and having dreams are you're able to think of things that are unbelievable that you would not even think of if you were awake or would not even share to anyone else. But this is an opportunity during Easter and also during sleep to think about these big dreams. And I think that also being able to celebrate for people who are born on this day.
Exactly. The day of Easter.
We have a birthday for John.
John, happy birthday.
Yes, he called in. His friends called in, and they wanted to be able to say happy birthday to him. And boys and girls, do you think we should do this? Do you think so, Starfish?
I know so.
Are you ready? Because I know there's other boys and girls out there who are wanting to know, what would you do? How do you celebrate and be able to let the person know? Well, this might be one way. Aunt Jewel is going to give a one happy birthday to. Get ready, boys and girls, sing it with us. On this special day. And we want to thank everybody because we have another tune that we would like to play for you. It's a very special tune, an unusual tune, and some of you may even be asleep. But before we do that, before we play that special song that we always do, that parents just absolutely love, let's play the song for the West Coast, An Easter Bunny Boom Boom by Miche, the Balloon Dudes.
Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow.
Are you sleepy yet?
Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow. Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow.
Here we go, hopping in the grass. Hop, 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 hopping in the grass. I said, here we go, hopping in the grass. Hop, 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 hopping in the grass.
That's funny,
here we go, hopping in the grass. Hopping in the big tall grass. I said, here we go, hopping in the grass. Hopping in the big tall grass.
Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow.
Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow.
Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow. Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow. Bunny, bunny, boom, boom, wow.
Here we go, hopping in the grass. Hop, 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 hopping in the grass. It's said, here we go, here we go. Hopping in the grass. Hop, 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 hopping in the grass. Here we go, hopping in the grass. Hopping in the big tall grass. Here we go, hopping in the grass.
Radio Network.
Hop, 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 hopping in the grass.
Thank you for coming with us.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. And we know that some of you already fall asleep, so I think we better play that song.
Find those Easter eggs all hidden. Find those Easter eggs. Find those Easter eggs all hidden. Find all the Easter eggs.
Doesn't stop.